the CLA, and cross-license. In 2004, Intel and NVIDIA saw an opportunity for a mutually beneficial business relationship. Intel saw the growing market demand for graphics processing, GPUs, and NVIDIA's success in that area. Intel wanted to develop enhanced graphics capabilities and improve its position in the multi-billion dollar graphics field. However, in order for Intel to both develop more robust graphics technology and sell that technology free from patent concerns, Intel needed access to NVIDIA's extensive patent portfolio. Conversely, in light of Intel's dominant position in CPU sales, in order for NVIDIA to commercialize its GPU and MCP technologies effectively, NVIDIA needed the right to design and sell chipsets that are compatible with Intel's proprietary CPUs and buses, communication pathways, that enable data processing communications with its CPUs. Further, Intel made clear that it would not give NVIDIA such a license without obtaining a cross-license to all of NVIDIA's patents. As a result, NVIDIA and Intel entered into two interrelated written contracts with effective dates of November 18, 2004, the CLA and the cross-license. Together, these agreements represent the bargain between the parties. Under the CLA, NVIDIA was given a multi-year right to design chipsets that are compatible with Intel's CPUs. In turn, under the cross-license, NVIDIA granted Intel, for the same period of time, the right to practice NVIDIA's patent portfolio, which included extensive graphics technology. The term of both the cross-license and CLA runs until the expiration of the last applicable patent. The cross-license and CLA together were intended to create simultaneous, long-term rights in each side's intellectual property and thus ensure that each side could continue to make and sell their products in the marketplace free of patent concerns from the other and exploit fully the value each conferred on the other. The two agreements were intended to work in conjunction with one another. For example, redacted. Intel has enjoyed substantial benefits from this contractual arrangement. Obtaining rights to NVIDIA's patent portfolio gave Intel the opportunity to develop competing graphics technology, which it is aggressively attempting to do. Not only is Intel integrating expanded graphics processing into its CPUs, it is being publicly reported that Intel is now nearing the completion of its own competing GPU, codenamed Larrabee. The cross-license thus was a necessary first step for Intel's further expansion of its competing graphics and upgrading the capabilities of its CPUs. In turn, by the CLA, Intel granted NVIDIA, inter alia, a royalty-bearing license to design, build, and sell chipsets that could connect to and be compatible with Intel's market-dominant CPUs. This provided NVIDIA long-term certainty so that NVIDIA would and could invest in and grow its MCP chipset business and, by extension, its GPU business and extract the significant value it had given to Intel by granting it a full patent license to NVIDIA's technology. Consistent with the value it had given to Intel, NVIDIA's right to make chipsets for Intel's processors was by intention very broad. The CLA does not limit NVIDIA's rights to Intel's current CPU architecture, or indeed, any particular Intel CPU architecture. Instead, consistent with the party's intention of creating a long-term business partnership, the CLA defined NVIDIA's rights in broad, functional language. Redacted. Nothing in the CLA limits the license to existing or traditional CPU models, or otherwise limits the license to the unduly narrow scope that Intel now asserts. Nor does the CLA contain any language suggesting that Intel could end the license by purporting to relocate either the memory controller or certain aspects of the DRAM.